Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. It's 6:36, and we have someone very special back in the building. His name is Vaughn, and he runs our camera system. RadioAlice.com/watch takes you right to the looking glass. You see all his fancy finger work? And there, as he switches cameras and zooms in and zooms back out, pans left, pans right. Yeah, Vinny, your hand is up.
I didn't buy it for a second. Can you try that Happy Monday again? Because honestly, I was like, Monday. Boy, that was awful.
Happy Monday.
Better. Thank you.
Happy Monday, everyone.
God.
Yay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24-Hour Fitness. Thank you.
You're a look at that body.
So the Niners won over the weekend.
Pow.
What an amazing game. So fun. The real upset of the weekend was Tennessee.
I was glad
taking
they won,
out the league's best team and what many think is the best player. And, you know, the guy, they're saying this guy's going to win the MVP vote.
Mm.
And then bye.
Have a nice
start
time
your vacation.
Off, right.
Because the Titans won and will go on to play the Chiefs for the AFC title. The Packers will play the 49ers for the NFC championship. Both games will take place this upcoming Sunday. The first one is the Tennessee at Chiefs. Mm. So we are the 3:40 game.
All right.
Green Bay at 49ers.
It's exciting.
This coming Sunday. Very exciting. Are you
kidding? Niners.
I don't know this for sure. People, I didn't research it, but I want to say I have it in my head, the memory of us kicking the hell out of the Packers this year.
Fantastic.
Didn't we? Can you check the score?
We won a lot of games this
year.
Our
history, I think we, I mean, we, anyway, we did well against them, and I like our chances. Yeah. So, go Niners.
37-8.
Oh, that's a pretty substantial margin of victory.
Yes.
Yeah, we got them good.
Gave it to them.
So,
gave it to them hard. How you like that, huh? Let's give it to them again this weekend.
Playoff picture.
Niners.
Unless, of course, the Pats can somehow figure out how to work their way
Listen,
back into the mix.
It,
I'm sure
they're
they are.
On it. You know, so all of a sudden you'd be like, what? The Patriots are in the Super Bowl? That's weird.
They lost
in the first round.
It's weird.
All right. Well, seems right.
Right. I mean, what else? What else are you going to say? The national championship is tonight as well in college football. So a big game tonight. If you're interested in college football, tonight at 5:00, LSU versus Clemson. So there's that. All right. This first story is kind of about you.
Yo.
Me? Yeah, you.
One of the more popular New Year's resolutions is to give up alcohol. Not permanently.
Mm.
I mean, I've done that one a few times.
Yeah, well, you're currently in the middle of that.
The first time I quit drinking, I had my last night on New Year's Eve. And just went.
This was your early 20s.
This was in my early 20s, and I was living with a dude. We shared a room.
Oh.
I've told you many stories about
this
me and this
bathtub
kid, Jason.
Kid.
Right, exactly.
Can't shut
right.
up.
Well,
use your wear your underwear.
Yeah, you'd go in the bathtub.
He didn't wear my underwear. That's a different guy. Oh. But anyway, the point is, I woke up that morning, and it was there were pantyhose hanging off a light. Like,
oh,
it was so cliche, and I just thought, what happened here? I mean, after my head cleared enough for me to think about stuff, because I just...
Pantyhose on the light, and yet his number's 21.
Destroy.
It's incredible.
They were...
Right.
Your pantyhose?
Well, are we counting the ones he can't forget? Or he can't remember, rather?
Well, no, obviously we're not.
I gave you the actual number. I wrote them all down. They should be in your folder.
And then you stole them
out
of my folder.
That.
Really?
That didn't happen.
Because nothing else has gone from my folder.
Right, sure. Mm. Anyway, back to dryuary. You went big on New Year's Eve. In fact, you were concerned that you'd gone past the midnight hour.
Oh, I did go past the midnight hour.
I think that's all part of one bender. You just get it out of your system.
And frankly, it wasn't even a bender. It was just, you know, a few friends. We rocked out. In fact, that was the night that we were working on that Rush song all the time. I couldn't have been too drunk. I was sweating it out.
Anyway, the people who have quit alcohol for January, a third of them say they've already given up.
Oh.
We're only less than 2 weeks in.
Right.
And they've said, life is too hard without booze.
It's hard without booze. It's funny because I never really think about booze until now I can't have it. You know, my son was saying, he goes, you know, dryuary is 2 months. It's January and February. I'm like,
what?
For me, it's 1 month, hon.
Yeah.
Where did he get that?
He's just trying to torture me.
Oh.
It's what it sounds
so
like.
So he's just making crap up.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people do take February off, though. Like, that is one of the dryuaries, and that it's also the shortest month. I think it's a leap year this year,
It is. It's 29.
So you get the extra day. So it'll be a little bit harder for those of you who choose to do it in February.
A third have already said, bleep this. Life ain't worth living without some drinks.
Yeah. Not me. I got this. Does suck, though.
I don't think it... I like to be busy by day.
Mm-hmm.
So that when night comes, I don't feel like I've missed out on living.
Yes.
Because night is boring. There's no question.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if I was able to have a couple drinks, I would have stayed up and watched some TV. But no. There's no point. I'm going to bed.
So this is funny. A woman named Sydney Whitson in Norman, Oklahoma, tweeted last week about one of her coworkers who was late for work and said it was because she had a flat tire.
Mm.
The woman even sent her boss a picture of a nail in a tire.
Oh.
Here's me.
With a nail in my tire.
One of the problems with the picture that was sent is if you zoom in on the photo, it's a fake. It's clearly a fake. They photoshopped a nail into a tire, and it's fake.
They couldn't just go online and find a picture of a tire with
a nail.
Well,
that's what
they did. Yeah.
And the second thing that's wrong with this is the first picture that comes up when you Google nail and tire is the one she used.
Oh, dummy.
And sent to her work as her excuse for not being there. And, of course, the world says, learn how to cheat.
Yes. You are a terrible cheater.
Go a couple pages in for the picture of the nail and tire. Make sure the rims match.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
Now the tweet is going viral because it's so pathetic, her effort to
dummy.
Save herself.
What Did she dummy. Get fired?
They haven't said yet, but I'm going to assume, yeah.
Oh, let's have. Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, we lost it.
I heard
it.
Something click. Oh, there we go.
Damn it. I'm a Rosa.
And that's Photoshop. It's not even. It's the first one that pops up, and it's Photoshopped in. That looks. I mean, who has tires that look like that? Tractors? I don't even know.
I was thinking those tires looked a little big to me, too, but.
You know, after you zoom in really hard, you can see how it's like.
Oh, yeah, it's total cartoon. Got it.
Yeah.
Well. That's what she used, and didn't work out.
Yeah, don't even send the picture. Just, I got a flat, you know? Brent, I'm going to need you to start sending, every time you get a flat now, I'm going to need you to start sending me that picture.
Maybe she's got coworkers that won't let it go and continue to grind her to smithereens, and she has to come up with...
What are you saying?
I'm saying the time that I called in sick because some things, because I needed a day, is the day that you guys decided to go on air and... search me out.
Vinny.
There's so much
more to that story.
An APB goes out, and I'm just hiding in Walnut Creek going, would you guys just stop? Jesus.
Oh, God. If you could have just told us the truth, or just called and said, I'm sick. But no, it was like, I left my keys in the house.
The story just got more and more.
Locked my phone in the car. Like,
outrageous.
How are you on the phone? Right. It was just dumber and dumber.
All you had to do was leave it be.
But we didn't even realize we were doing anything wrong. We were just trying to figure what the F was going on.
God. I'll tell you.
Who's dumber, Vinny or the lady with the cartoon nail?
How dare you? I was going to say, you guys are just bad friends.
Maybe we have to have the greatest of all time competition.
Oh, man. Well, at least I got laid in my story.
Yeah, true.
Well, one time was, you know.
It was fine for me.
The reason you had to go back for seconds.
Just was, you know, unlikely I would get a return visit if I didn't.
Make good.
Right. This guy, just trying to be a good guy and ends up with a bad rap. And I'll give him credit, too. Do you think John even knows when your period is?
Oh, he knows.
Oh. You think Johnny V knows when your period is?
You mean when I used to have it, my attitude?
Oh, you don't get anything now at all? Zero.
Zero.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a uterus, right?
Right.
So there's no place for it to come from.
I don't know. He might have known. Oh, yeah. He would have known because the way things were going.
Yeah.
Right.
You had
oh, that's where you
had,
right.
Why
right.
Your last uterus couple is years. Gone.
Right.
This sucks, Beavis.
This guy posted a story on Reddit over the weekend. He says, I don't track my wife's period, but I've been with her long enough that I have a sense of when it falls every month.
Huh.
I have zero sense. Now, she's on an IUD, and I don't even know if she gets it anymore, and that might be why I have zero sense. But
that Mirena is the one that, it's like a progesterone emitter, and you just, like, I went years without having a period. It was freaking great.
But you're out, you got rid of that?
I did.
Oh, because you don't need it.
Well,
it just
I
stopped.
Mean, let's hope I don't need it, because.
At 52, 3?
Whatever I am, 53. Yeah. No, I mean. Everything's just calm. Everything's very peaceful down there.
Oh.
Things, you know, don't right. worry about it.
Anyway, so he was recently getting some toilet paper out of the cabinet and noticed his wife was down to her last tampon.
Oh. Bad thing to run out of tampons.
He knew her period was coming, and so when he went to the store, he picked up a new box.
Sweet.
Here I am trying to help you out. Mm-hmm. When I got home and she saw them, she got upset and said it was weird that I did it on my own and kind of creepy. Creepy that he bought some tampons for her so that she wouldn't run out.
That's not creepy at all. That's like...
So he posted this story
here's
because...
Here's the problem. She was obviously PMSing, right?
Mm.
Well,
God,
this is...
John's the only one who buys tampons in my house. Tampons, sorry.
I feel like you wouldn't use the word creepy on your partner
right.
unless you had other weird ideas about him.
Right. Like, what's going on? What's really going on in this
creepy
story?
Creepy is a pretty negative way to refer to someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not saying that lovingly.
No.
You're saying that like...
It's like you're a perv.
Yeah, you're gross.
It's like,
gross.
I just...
Or you're scaring me.
I'm taking stock in the... I'm going to the supermarket. I noticed you only had one tampon left. It's like a harpoon, but it's. But
anyway, commenters on Reddit say he was overwhelmingly, they say, he was thoughtful
yeah.
and nice.
He's
and a good
boy.
Guy.
Stocking her up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that how we refer to John? Stock boy?
Oh, yeah, stock boy.
Oh, dear Lord.
Whenever we run out
and
of anything in the house.
Just keep coming.
Stock boy.
Poor guy.
Oh, John.
Please, he came up with the name. He's
I'm
like, don't
stock
worry, stock
boy.
Boy's got it.
Whoa.
Does all the supermarkets, goes to Costco, gets yeah. all the stock, rotates the stock.
Uh-huh.
He's stock boy. You run out of ketchup. Don't worry, there's more.
As a woman, I would be blown away and really impressed by this gesture.
Yeah.
Another woman said, I'd be eternally grateful.
Yeah.
To know that I go to the box for my tampons and there's a whole new box.
In my size.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm.
Sure.
Are there sizes for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice light days and heavy days.
Oh, you mean they're not sized like giant vagina, medium vagina.
No.
In my head, I was
Magnum.
Thinking, those boys are thinking that that's
small
yeah.
vagina.
Yeah. Magnum vagina.
No, it's the
cucumber
flow.
Size.
It's the flow. It's
Grand the, Canyon.
Yeah. Bowling alley.
They're all pretty yeah. skinny.
Echo.
Even the giant
Echo.
Ones.
Oh, boys.
Oh, I have a vagina story coming up as well.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, God.
Is that a bowling alley I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I
Get
had
me a
no
jet
idea.
On a runway, would you?
Next, I'm at the grocery store more than ever now,
yeah.
at least once a day. I'm going to have to go by the tampon section
yeah.
and check the sizes. I
oh, yeah,
know.
There's all kinds of. It's just, it's not, I guess maybe sizes isn't the right. Capacities,
yeah.
I think, maybe as well.
Size is fine. Yeah. Well, we girls know what that means.
Right.
Oh, I know what it means, too.
Extra large.
Magnum.
You and I are not a good fit. I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah, you need to. Never mind.
Right. Mm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact, 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 fact. Fact, 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 fact. How'd you do that? That was cool.
I know.
That was cool. Mm. How are you doing that?
I keep, you ask Brandon.
Oh, all right.
How should I know?
After I read this, life forevermore should be changed for every single person on this planet, okay?
After you read this
After
story.
After I read this next
we'll
fast
know.
Fact.
All right.
Things need to change around here.
Okay. I'm ready.
Someone who is 6'7" can see about 1,000 feet farther than someone who is 5'7". Do you hear me?
Because of the curve of the earth?
6'7" can see 1,000 feet farther than someone who's 5'7". You are from now on. 6'7" man or woman, supposed to sit in the back of crap.
Yep.
Don't be in front of me if you've got 1,000 extra feet of sight over me to begin with. Get in the damn back so I don't have to look like this at my movie or my concert. And I'm leaning. That's it. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, it's the all important. I need to get a sight line past this big mofo. Who's
well,
chosen to be in the middle of it all.
Maybe we should just put like a height restriction at the end, at the aisle seat of each row, and then you could sit up front.
That's not, no. I want, look, you just heard this guy now has been told you can see 1,000 feet farther
I
than
think
everybody
that's like
else.
If you're on a boat on the ocean.
No.
It,
get in the
of
back
the
of the
no
movie
curvature
theater.
Of the earth and the movie theater. The guy might still need to sit, you know, he wants to sit at a reasonable place.
And you might say, hey, I paid for my ticket. That's not good enough. Mm. Get in the back.
Well, what if he can't see very well?
Yeah, bad vision.
Yeah.
What the hell? You of all the people are going to defend the 6'7" guy who's in front of you?
Well, I could see both.
You know, if you start going to places with stadium seating, then you're all set.
Don't talk to me. It's...
I like the stadium seating. It's like you're alone. Nice.
Didn't you show us a picture once, Vinny, of a big, tall guy at a concert? And did he have something on his shirt or something that said sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry isn't good enough. We now know you've got plenty of vision.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot longer than the rest of us. Get in the back.
Well, let's change the world, everyone.
Thank you. And for my next bit, I'm going to Green Bay to fight people.
Bring cheese. He's having a cheese ball fight.
Right. Actually, I'm not going to fight anybody. Bryn's got me.
Yeah.
I'll be the announcer, though.
Yeah, just do the color commentary.
Yep.
Oh, that looks like it had to hurt. That's a wheel of cheddar to the head.
Come on, it'll be so fun.
I agree. What fun. Just, you should go.
All right. Just got to get that.
Load up the Alice private plane. Head on out. Make sure you all have brand new Niners gear. I'm sure that's in the budget, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't we get a couple Niners to go with you? I mean, let's make this really
no,
fun.
No, they need to stay off their feet.
Maybe some of the injured ones. We'll take some of those.
We're fine. We got
former
this
players.
Bit. We're doing the all bit right. for them.
Great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. What movie was Vinny just talking about? It's called Bombshell, starring Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, and Margot Robbie. And it's about the Fox News...
The Roger Ailes thing.
The Roger Ailes story. Megyn Kelly and two others have a video where they react to Bombshell. Said they all did the spin.
Oh.
The story I told you about from the movie.
Spin.
The spin. The it's
so,
a,
right,
his,
that's a well-known
his whole rap
thing.
Is, this Ailes guy, his whole rap is, television is a visual medium. Stand up and do a spin for me. And you just go, oh, crunch.
That's so disgusting.
Between, and you can hear, I'm sure, I know the wheels would be turning on my head. Like, this is what's between me and the job I want.
I will do the spin.
Anyone who's paid a million dues finds himself with that being the only thing standing between them and what they want, and it seems probably in the moment like, let me just get this over with real quick. Only in the case of the story I was telling you, he's like, hike that skirt up a little higher.
Until finally he's looking at her underpants.
Right. Anyway, that's Bombshell, and I didn't even finish it. It wasn't great. good performances, but I'm just not interested in that story. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Jeopardy, but I have a story about vaginas and more.
Yeah!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.